Queer Group says Dylan Bud Light Mulvaney is Woman of the Year. By Neil Munro on October 12, 2023. Former gay man Dylan Mulvaney has been declared the Woman of the Year by a British magazine that champions queer ideology. The announcer for the queer magazine did not name the female runner-ups who lost the Woman of the Year award to the man in a dress. After the award, famous faces including our winners Dylan Mulvaney got undone amid a celebration of fabulosity and queer splendor at Camden's Roundhouse, Attitude magazine said in an article celebrating the award. Attitude was once a pro-gay and pro-lesbian magazine. But the magazine's celebration of queerness explains why it would pretend that a gay man can voluntarily change into a woman, even though he admits that he cannot be a woman, by saying, "No matter how hard I try, or what I wear, or what I say, or what surgeries I get, I will never reach an acceptable version of womanhood by those hateful people's standards." The transsexual ideology claims that the government must demolish any laws or civic norms that hinder men from claiming the civic rights of women, even in bathrooms, showers, and social awards. But that transsexual ideology is also deeply hostile to the recognition of gays and lesbians. Advocates for gay rights say gays and lesbians deserve respect because their desires are biologically baked into the cake. However, transsexualism declares that a person's sexual desires are governed by each person's fixed or changeable gender identity. This argument has won in Australia, where lesbians are now unable to exclude men from their social events if the men declare themselves to be transgender women. The queer ideology, which is also called queer theory, endorses transsexualism, but it is far more radical than the transsexual's biology-denying claim of shifting sexual identity. The queer ideology demands that the government remove any legal and civic barriers, including words, that hinder almost any expression of individual and sexual autonomy. So the queer ideology wants to blur the definitions for men and women, gays and lesbians, children or adults, citizens and foreigners, sex and perversion, marriage and hookups, and much else. It also denigrates logic, history, civic standards, argument, debate, compromise, and merit as it insists that each person has their own truth. All of our rights and freedoms depend on having clear meanings for terms. They depend on having clear understandings of common ideas, lesbian activist Natasha Chart told Breitbart News. And queer theory is the idea that having clear understandings of anything is categorically oppressive, she added. Queer theory is now being imported into companies by woke graduates, which explains why mid-level executives for Budweiser hired Mulvaney to tout Bud Light beer. That decision had disastrous consequences for the brand once normal people rejected the corporate mashup of beer and transsexualism. Queer advocates do not merely oppose the foundations of Western culture. They want the government to declare those popular and effective standards to be hateful, discriminatory, bigoted, evil, etc. That invective, stigmatization, and hatred for normal standards make sense for queer advocates, because they believe they have the right to change the meaning of words to suit their desires. But if it is implemented in law, that queer ideology of enforced civic libertarianism would strip Americans of their ability to even think about managing themselves and their society with customs, manners, religion, norms, laws, and borders. The only remaining power for citizens that would be allowed by queer ideology is the power of cash and labor. The only cash outcome would be wonderful for the few people with lots of money, and disastrous for the vast majority who have little money. Mulvaney has been showered with money because of his advocacy for transgenderism, despite the huge damage done to Budweiser beer sales. So he parroted the revolutionary queer ideology in his acceptance speech. "Some people don't see me as a woman at all. No matter how hard I try, or what I wear, or what I say, or what surgeries I get, I will never reach an acceptable version of womanhood by those hateful people's standards. But as long as I have the queer community that sees me for my truth, I'm gonna be gay. I'm equally grateful that this is happening in the UK, and not just because I am deeply attracted to your accent, which I am, but because I came to London on holiday this summer after months of feeling isolated. And when I arrived, I didn't feel the baggage that I was carrying back in the US, and I didn't feel like the trans beer girl. You know, I didn't walk into rooms and wonder, 'Oh, does that person hate me?' I was just another gal walking around in a Burberry trench coat on her way to a West End musical. And you know, I romanticize this country as a safe place. So, if I'm surrounded by people like you all, then this can be one of my safe spaces. So when you have a win for trans rights, that's a win for us back in the US too. And I think if we all just adopt a girl's girl mentality and we say goodbye to the critics, then we'll have a better chance of getting through this because they want us to be in competition with each other. They would love nothing more than to see the L's, lesbians, and the B's, bisexuals, turn their backs on the T's, transsexuals. We're all in this together. I am interested in dual citizenship, okay, I love you, he added.